What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled Eating Like a King in Riga, Latvia. As you guys know, it's always customary for me when I travel to show you how expensive or cheap it is to eat at a foreign country. Like I said before, guys, take away education, healthcare, and housing and food in America is pretty damn number one, especially if you live in a red state like Florida, where everything really is, until now, is relatively cheap. So let's get right into this video, how expensive it is or how cheap it is to eat here in Latvia. Keep in mind, guys, Latvia is a country, is a Baltic country. It's flat, which is good. However, it's freezing cold. It's really not known for livestock and farming, but we're gonna talk about how they get all this stuff in a second. So first and foremost, guys, when I travel, I eat my own damn food, and I eat basic raw food. I like to cook my own shit, okay? So first and foremost, guys, we have chicken breast here. It's filleted, no skin, no bone. Half a kilogram, which is about a little bit over a pound. This cost me almost $3. So you can buy this from Walmart, I believe, for like $2.99. But honestly, guys, the chicken here, the way it looks, the way it's cut, I think it's a little bit better than the crap you get at Walmart. This over here is, where's the lid for it? This over here is butter cheese over here, guys. This cost me a little over $2.50 over here. Over here, guys, is rye bread. For all of you guys out there who can read this language, which is either Latvian or freaking Russian or something, this is rye bread. This is like the specialty of the Latvian people right here, man. Really tastes good. This cost me a little bit over $2.50, so we're looking at $3, $2.50, $2.50. Now keep in mind, some of this stuff is gonna last a couple of days with me. Like the bread here is gonna last a couple of days. The butter obviously is gonna last a couple of days. This is only for one day. Then we have the cucumber over here. This was exactly €1, which is like $1.05. Now, the butter, the chicken, the bread, and the cucumber over here, I bought that from a grocery store, a small grocery store. As of yet, I don't think they have anything like Walmart or Kroger's or anything like that. So they have small grocery stores, and overall food is, as far as I'm concerned, at least by American standards, is nicely priced. Now, in Latvia, they have a central market that's in Old Town Riga. Now, the thing about the central market in Old Town Riga, guys, is that kind of like the markets in Oaxaca and in, San Cristobal, if you guys remember back in the day, you can pretty much buy fresh food. So I bought the carrots from there. I bought the garlic from there. I bought potatoes from there. I bought whatever these things are over here, parsley. Radishes were a little bit on the more expensive side, but overall, guys, I'm gonna tell you how much this cost me. Pretty much all you guys see over here, pretty much all this vegetable over here cost me about $4, maybe even less than $4. This over here is a spice for grilling chicken. It's all the way from Uzbekistan. This cost me about she doesn't have the price on it, but this cost me about $2.50. Over here, guys, I bought the onion. Okay, the onion was dirt cheap. This onion was like what, 35 American cents for this big ass onion over here. The broccoli, you know, I think the broccoli was part of the $4. You know, it's not that expensive at all. The honey actually was the most expensive thing, believe it or not. It cost exactly €3, which is like $3.15. Where is this from? doesn't say, but I don't know where it's from. It's probably somewhere from the Orient, which is Uzbekistan, Central Asia. So this was the most expensive thing in all of this today was this bottle of honey, even more expensive than this chicken. You got feta cheese over here. Again, for all of you guys who look at this stuff, this is information for it. Feta cheese. I personally like feta cheese. It really doesn't have much of a taste to it. Personally, guys, I like bland food because bland food doesn't give me heartburn. And at the same time, bland food is healthy for you. You know, a lot of people don't like Colombian food because it's bland. I personally love bland food. This over here, guys, this was a euro. The lady told me you take this, you mix it with this, and you do some, and you eat it with rye bread and a little bit of honey, you'll be in heaven. I tried some of it before I did this video for you guys, and she is right. So this over here is a euro, $1.05. This over here was, if I remember right, it was 2 euros or about $2 American over here. So again, this will last me with me a day. So let's do some quick math, shall we? $3, $3, maybe a little bit more. I'm gonna round up later on, so I'm gonna make it easy. $3, $3, that's $6 plus $1.50 and a dollar, $2.50. Let's round up to $3, $9. Between these two over here, let's say a dollar, that's $10. This is $2.50. So $11.50 over here. We already did the chicken. This is another $2.50, let's say $3, so $14. And this over here, guys, is probably $4. And even at $4, I think it's actually less than $4. So we're up to like what? $18, I believe. So all this stuff you see in front of me, guys, cost me less than $20 American. Like I said, most of this stuff is gonna last with me a couple of days. This actually, this was from yesterday. This is from today. So with the exception of the chicken and maybe the potatoes, okay? Everything here is gonna be for multiple days. So as you guys can see, you can eat good here in Riga if you decide to cook your own food and be smart about where you shop. You can eat for pretty much on average, maybe $9 a day or $8 a day if you buy this from the market. Now, the reason why I don't buy the chicken from the market, it's the same problem I had in Oaxaca. When you go into the meat section, because they slaughter all these weird animals, including fish, and the way they stink up the fish in there, I just can't go in there, guys. I mean, it's like I want to throw up, man. So I'd rather pay an extra couple of cents and get something already cut from a grocery store, then go into a meat market and smell the pork, the fish. That's, I don't know what the hell they do with it. Maybe you, I know they do it in the Middle East, you know, the type of fish where it like stinks up the place. They do that in the Middle East. You Russian, Eastern European people probably know what the hell I'm talking about. So the thing about the Central Market, guys, is that, you know, when I first landed here, I saw an airplane that said Uzbekistan on it when I landed at Riga Airport a couple of days ago. I was like, really, Riga? Really, Uzbekistan? So when I went to the Central Market, a lot of Uzbeki people here, and they told me, the Uzbeki people, you know, they told me that, Latvia, because it can't grow its own shit and it really doesn't produce much in the form of farming and food, especially farm stuff, they import a lot of their spices, a lot of their cheese, a lot of their honey. They import that from all over Central Asia. So a lot of this stuff you guys see comes from Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, maybe even India. So, I like Uzbeki people. You know, the thing about Uzbeki people, because, a Genghis Khan raped their grandmother. They're half Slavic, half Asian, which is perfect for me. I love half Asian, half Slavic. You know, there's this cute girl that I bought this from at the market the other day. I bought this from her today. I'm gonna go back there tomorrow. see what else I can buy from her. You know, if she's single, we'll see what's up. You know, I don't, you know, I don't like cold approach woman. I don't be like, hey, baby mama, what's she doing tonight? None of that. Yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha shit, you know. If she likes you, she'll let you know she's single and available. You know, a woman can always tell if you're interested in her like that. They ain't dumb. So that's how I do here in Latvia or anywhere in the world, man. If a woman is interested, she'd let you know, and women know if you're interested in them. But overall, guys, I really like the quality of the food I have. It's not as cheap as Colombia or Mexico. It may not be as diverse, but if you go to the central market like I do,